What Does It Mean to Be Righteous? Written by Topher Haddox, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Righteousness is the perfect holiness of Christ. It is an essential attribute to the character of God, quite literally meaning one who is right. Think of it as the polar opposite of sin. To commit sin is to go against God's design for our lives. Therefore, righteousness is the only living standard that is acceptable for us to stand before the Father. The wages of sin is death, but in the path of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. Can we produce righteousness? All of us are born into complete bondage to sin, unable to produce any sort of righteousness on our own. As a matter of fact, Isaiah says that our attempts to produce righteousness on our own are disgusting in the eyes of God. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6 says, "We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away." Where does my righteousness come from? The Bible clearly defines righteousness as something his people should pursue, yet we are unable to produce it. So where do we get it? Our righteousness is imputed from Jesus through the atoning work that he accomplished on the cross. We couldn't produce it. Christ produced it for us. Only the perfection of Christ could have accomplished this work. Only Jesus could have lived a perfect, obedient, and sinless life. Only Jesus could have atoned for the sins of his people. Only the righteousness of Christ will enter his kingdom. The purpose of the cross. When God sees his people, he doesn't see our sin. Instead, he sees us clothed in the righteousness of Christ. He sees us instantly and completely justified through that righteousness. This was the purpose of the cross. We were unable to obey the law and live in righteousness, so Christ came and lived in perfection in our place. He took our disobedience, nailed it to the cross, and gave us his righteousness. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." This is the good news of the gospel of Jesus. We don't have to work and try and produce our own righteousness. Christ has robed us in his. His entire earthly mission was to reconcile the church, making her in righteous standing with God. How do I pursue righteousness? To pursue righteousness means to turn away from your natural, sinful desires and turn to Christ and his perfect and righteous ways. Through obedience to his command, God is preparing us for eternal life with him, aligning us with our righteousness through Christ. According to Psalm chapter 23, verse 3, "He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake."
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.